think back to the time when Jesus saved your soul. Remember the joy when you gave him full control. But if time has removed the peace that you knew then, he's calling you back to the place you is all mine. In him I'll rejoice, 'cause I'm one of his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. Child, child, oh, why do you wander out in the darkness, away from the foe? Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so walk just as close as you can.
Luke chapter 12 this morning. Lord have mercy. Man, I am ready to preach. I am excited. I am thankful. Man, I don't know why we ever wonder. What a good and mighty God we serve this morning. What a great spirit that's in this place. Thank you for the special. Thank you for the choir special. Man, it is all good. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad to be saved. I am glad to know Jesus as my personal Savior. And man, I'm just overwhelmed by what he's done for us today. What a mighty God we serve. Y'all glad to be saved? Y'all glad to be redeemed? Can you just imagine not having Jesus today? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. If you're here today and, you know, Miss Barbara's pouring her heart out and shedding tears and just the joy of the Lord in this place. And if you're here and you've never been saved and you think, you know, what are y'all weeping about? What are y'all crying about? What are y'all so excited about? Let me tell you something. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to us. And I'll tell you, if there's anything worth getting excited about, it's what we have in Jesus. And if you're here this morning, you've never been saved, you can get saved today. Luke chapter 12. Stand with me for the reading of God's Word. Very short reading this morning. I have two verses. The words of Jesus talking to his disciples about the Pharisees. And he warns them about the Pharisees and the evil that is coming to them. And he's basically telling them to fear not and revealing the strength that they have in him. Notice here in verse 6, Jesus says, Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this scripture. Thank you, Lord, that I am reminded of my value and my worth. Lord, we forget sometimes that old devil beats on us every day. And we forget what we're worth. And Lord, as I open my Bible, I realize that I was worth you giving your Son for me. I don't comprehend it. I don't get it. I don't see it. But I'm mighty thankful for it this morning. That you seen that much in me. To give so much for somebody that didn't even go looking for you, Lord. But you came looking for me. And Lord, I'm glad you know every hair on my head. You know my stature. You know my feelings. You know everything there is to know about me. Because you care. And you love me. Lord, you love us this morning. Thank you for that love. Lord, give me the power and the strength that I need to preach your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you this morning about the value of man. The value of man. The psalmist David asked in Psalm 8:4, what is man? And he's asking God this, what is man that thou art mindful of him? David looked at the Creator. He looked at how big God is, and he began to look at himself. He began to look at humanity, and he asked the Lord, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Jesus reveals in verse 7, he said, fear not, therefore ye are of more value than many sparrows. Jesus, the Son of God, declared that there is value and worth in man. I realize today that we are sinners. I realize today where we stand in that, and we'll get to that. But I want you to understand that there is value and worth of mankind. I want you to know you're worth something today. There is value in you today. And as much as the devil comes and tears us down, and as much as the devil comes and beats on us and lies to us and tells us that we're not worth anything and robs us of joy and peace and happiness and will put us in a corner and isolate us and make us feel like we're worthless and we're not worth anything. And I want you to think about something. I want you to be reminded about something this morning, that a holy and righteous God sent His only begotten Son to this earth to die. And the best thing that God had was His Son. And He gave the best, the very best that He had so that we can be saved. And I know that we're sinners, and I know that we have problems, and I know that there are things, and we'll get to that this morning. But there must be something in us if a holy and righteous God looked down from heaven and said, you know what, I love them so much that I'm going to give them my only begotten Son. We've been alienated. We are enemies with God. And the Bible said that God still looked down and seeing the value of man and said, I love him so much. I love man so much that I'm going to send Jesus for them. So what is it this morning that makes us so valuable? What is it this morning that gives us our worth? Notice what Jesus said here. He said, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. In Matthew's account of this story, Jesus said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. And so basically, farthing is a coin. In the Hebrew there, it was a coin in the currency, but it was the lowest. It was kind of like our penny. It was cheap. It wasn't worth anything. And the sparrows, as far as the market goes, was about as cheap as it came. And you could buy five sparrows for two, basically two pennies. is what it was. There wasn't a lot of value there. There wasn't a lot of worth there. But in Matthew, Jesus said, if one of them falls to the ground, the Father reaches up and picks it up, even though it wasn't worth but a penny or a half a penny. The Father was still so concerned and so worried that the Father would reach down and pick up that sparrow. Didn't cost a lot. The market didn't even respect it enough to put more value on it. But the reality of it was the Father cared so much about that sparrow. It meant so much. It didn't mean nothing to the market. Didn't mean anything to anybody else, but it meant a lot to the Father. And the Bible says that as that Father reached down in that sparrow, that same very Father knows every hair on our head. And as that Father cares for that sparrow, that He cares even more for us. The market doesn't think we're worth a lot. The devil doesn't think we're worth a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of people that doesn't think I'm worth a lot. But God cares enough to look down upon me. And praise God, I'm worth enough in the eyes of the Father that He showers His love and His care down upon me. Let me tell you something. You may have a lot of people that think you're not worth a whole lot. You may have a lot of people that remind you on a daily basis and tells you you're not worth anything. May I remind you, you were enough. That God got concerned enough about you. And I'm going to every individual and I'm speaking to every one of you this morning that God cared enough for you to reach down His hand from heaven and send His only begotten Son for you, to care for you, to give you anything and everything that you're not even worthy of. But may I tell you, when the devil isolates you and puts you in a corner and tells you you're not worth anything, remember, you're worth something to God. You're worth something to God. And I see these people out here and they're alienated and they're just treated so bad in this world and they're cast off to the side. I wish everybody in the world and everybody in this building today would open their eyes when the world don't care about you and the devil don't care about you. Remember, God cares about you. When nobody else wanted to do anything for you, God did something for you before you were ever born. You're worth something to God. You are of great value. Notice with me in the book of Genesis chapter 1. The value of man is seen in creation. Where is our value? Well, you got to go back to creation when mankind was created. And in the creation of man, we see why we're worth so much to God. We see the value of man in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. The sixth day God has created the heavens and the earth, the light, the firmament, the darkness, all of these things. The birds, the waters, the land, all of these things He has created on the sixth day, the Bible says in verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth and every tree that which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Look over in chapter 2 and verse 7. The Bible said, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living soul. Here's your value. Here's your worth right here. If you go back to verse 26 of chapter 1, God said, let us make man in our image. God said, let us make man in our image. God the Father told God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, Let's make man in our image. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. He took the dust of the ground and He began to form man. And in that, He took that vessel. He took that body and He breathed. Now this is the good stuff. This is why we're of great value. Because an almighty Creator breathed into us. And He breathed into the nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Bible says that we're made in the image of God. We're made in the image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And in that image, it's not the outside that we are made in that image. It is the inside. What we reflect of God is not on the outside, but is on the inside. Understand that God is not concerned about our outside. And the reason that we're of great value, not because we have pretty hair. Hello? You see, our society rates us on how we look. And the better you look, the more value you have. Well, that is opposite when it comes to God. Amen? God doesn't care what your hair look like. He don't care how much you weigh. He don't care how tall or how short you are. Amen. He doesn't care about all them things. That's not what we are made in the image of God about. It is that a holy living spirit that is God. God is a spirit. And the reason that we are in the image of God is because God is a spirit. And the spirit breathes spirit into this body. And when we say we are made in the image of God, it means that soul that is within us. God's not worried about our outside, but He's worried about our inside. Let me tell you something. I was picked my whole life being skinny, being short. I was short most of my life, had a big head, had long feet, had all this. People made fun of me. Kids, they make fun of kids all day, every day. There's bullying going on everywhere you look. I'm glad that God don't give a flip what I look like on the outside. That's not where the value, that's not where the love that He has for me. He don't love my fingers and my head and my shoes. He don't care about my shirt, but praise God, He loves my soul. And I want you to know why you're worth a lot is not because of what you look like on the outside, but because of your heart and your soul. God loves your soul. You're worth a lot because your soul was breathed into you by a holy and righteous Creator. And I want you to know today that our value is sky high because God breathed unto us. Notice what He said. Notice what He said in verse 28. Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them. Do you know why we're of great value? Because God blessed us. God has blessed us. Somebody amen that. God has blessed us. Do you know why you're worth a lot? Because God's blessed you when we're not even worthy of it. Amen. Notice what He said, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. I want you to know that God blessed us. God gave us companions. God gave us spouses. God gave us children. God commanded them to go replenish the earth and multiply. Isn't God good? That we were worth enough to create us and breathe into us. And then He said, I'm going to give you companions and I'm going to give you children and I'm going to surround you with people that love you and you love them. And God has blessed us with all of this. Friend, we're of a lot of value today because God said, I'm going to make you and then I'm going to make you a companion. And then I'm going to give you children. Boy, isn't that a blessing? That God allows us to have that. Notice what He said, and subdue it. The word subdue means to conquer and have dominion. He's talking about subduing the earth. He has given humanity the authority and the right to subdue the earth. You know how much He cares about us? That He gave us the authority over the earth. All that He has created, He created man and He thought enough about man to allow that very man to take care of all of His creation. The last thing God created was man. The last thing He created was man. And when He took that man, He said, look back, man, and see everything that I created. You look at the birds and you look at the trees and you look at the water. You look at all this beauty. I love you so much, I'm going to let you have every bit of it. And I'm going to give you the seeds and I'm going to give you the meat and I'm going to fill you and I'm going to feed you. Man, I'll tell you what, that's a good God, isn't it? Man, I'll tell you, God loves us enough that He has given us everything. Aren't you thankful for the trees? Aren't you thankful for the birds? Aren't you thankful for the crappie waters? Hello? Man, aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful when you look around and God said, I'm going to give it all to you. And I'm going to give you the seed and I'm going to give you meat. And I'm going to give you everything and I'm going to fill you and feed you. As that Father reached down for that sparrow, let me tell you something. The Heavenly Father cares about us. That He's given us everything that we could ever imagine. We are worth something in the eyes of God. Y'all hear me? We are worth something in the eyes of God because we are made in the image of the Lord. Notice verse 31. And God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very good. When He made the light, it was good. When He made the night, it was good. When He made the trees, it was good. Go back, you can read it. Everything He made, God looked back and said, it's good. Except this day. And He created man. And He didn't just say good, He said very good. A whole bunch of good. That redneck term right there for you. A whole bunch of good. Very good. Do you realize what you mean in the eyes of God? Do you realize your value today in the eyes of the Lord? The psalmist David said, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right now. I want you to know the psalmist David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Understand that you are made by a Creator. And even though people may pick on you, and even though people may isolate you and give you a hard time, you remember you are made perfect in the image of God. There is nothing wrong with you. And don't let the world and don't let the devil tell you otherwise. Amen. You are made perfect in the eyes of God. Oh, if I was taller. Oh, if I was shorter. Oh, if I was skinnier. Quit worrying about that mess. And you look at what God's worried about this morning. And it's the soul of man that He loves. That's the soul of man that gives us our very worth. Romans chapter 5. Oh, stay with me. Romans chapter 5, the value of man seen in creation. But number two, the value of man tainted by sin. God made man and He made him perfect. Without sin, without error, without flaw. Notice verse 12 of Romans chapter 5. Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sin, the very perfect image that God created was there in the Garden of Eden, tainted by sin. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, because of Adam's bad decision, Adam and Eve's bad decision, now we are tainted with sin. That perfect image that God made is now tainted by sin. And because of that sin, this vessel, this soul, is a sinner now. And because of that, we fall short of the very glory of God. Because of that, we don't even, when we're born in this world, we don't even begin to look for our holy and righteous Creator. Because we are unrighteous. The Bible says that the very best that we have before the righteousness of God, that our righteousness is as filthy rags. And I want you to understand that none doeth good, no, not one, okay? And I want you to understand today of your value. And you say, preacher, now you're running me down and you're telling me I'm worth a lot. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Amen? Y'all listen to me. The Bible says we're sinners that come short of the glory of God. We are a perfect image made in the image of God. But when we're born in this world, we are tainted by sin. That image, that soul is tainted by sin. And I'm going to tell you how much you're worth. I'm going to tell you what your value is. Even though you're tainted by sin, even though that you're enemies with God, I want you to notice what He said in verse 10. For if when we were enemies, because of that sin we have been alienated, because of that sin we have been separated. Oh, but look in verse 8. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, We are sinners. We deserve to die and go to hell. We don't deserve the mercy and the love and the grace of God. But I want you to know that God looked down from heaven upon mankind that He created, and He seen that we were worth the very giving of His only begotten Son. He looked down upon us and He seen sin. But praise God, somehow He looked through that sin. He looked through that unrighteousness. He looked through that and He said, you know what? They've messed up and they don't seek me. They don't want me. They don't desire me, but I desire them. I want you to know there may not be anybody in your life that wants you, but you hear this preacher this morning. God wants you. God wants you. God wants you. You say, well, nobody wants to be my friend. God wants to be your friend. Nobody wants to be around me. God wants to be around you. I want you to know when you see mankind at his worst, you see God at his very best. I am so thankful that a sinner like me, God seen through the sin. He seen through the lying. He seen through the cheating. He seen through the unfaithfulness and the undedication. He seen through the sorriness of Josh Llewellyn. And He looked down at the heart of my soul and said, he's a sinner, but I love him anyway. He's a sinner, and I'm going to send Jesus anyway. I'll tell you what, I'll help you if you're kind to me. I'll help you if you're good to me. I'll be good to you if you're good to me. But bless God, God doesn't work that way. He sees through the sorriness of us. He sees through the undedication. And He said, I love man so much. He's worth so much to me that I'm going to reach down and I'm going to pick him up. Just like that sparrow. Bless God. Thank the Lord this morning that He looked through that sin. We've been tainted with sin. But the Father reached down. I'm going to pick up that sparrow. He reached down. He picked me up. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings. Praise God. Why? Because I'm worth that much to God. You hear me? I am worth that much to God. And that devil tells me how sorry I am. My wife tells me how sorry I am. I'm just picking. God said, you're worth enough that I gave you Jesus. Connor, stand up. You're not worth enough. Come here. Come here. This is my only son. Let me tell you how much God loves you. That He looked down on His only son. Said, you've been sorry, but I'm going to give Him for you. Because that's how much I love you. I'm going to tell you this right here, right now. I love you, but not enough to give you Connor. Tainted with sin, sorry, filthy. And He said, I still love you enough. You're still worth enough that I give you Jesus. This is my boy. He's mine. He ain't yours. Amen. That's how you feel about your boy. That's how God felt about His. But He loved us enough that He let Jesus go to the cross and die for us. That's love. That's value. That's worth. You're worth something. You're worth Jesus. You're worth Jesus. Now I want you to look in Ephesians chapter 2. And we're just going to shout a little bit if that's all right with y'all. Because I don't know about y'all, but I get mighty excited when I think about what God's done for me. Tainted by sin, but bless God, our values increased by grace. Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, what a loving God. Ephesians 2 and verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. Oh man, can I read it again? But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Let me tell you, I see the value of man in my creation. But I see the value of man because I've been tainted in sin. But I want you to know there's value in me because it's been increased by the grace of God. God looked down upon me in that unmerited favor. He sent His Son. He said, even when you were dead in sins, I quicken you together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hold on a minute.
Well, wait a minute. This enemy, this alien from God, is now quickened together with Christ and now can be raised up to sit with God in heavenly places. Not just anybody gets to go see the president. You got to be somebody. You got to be worth something. I don't know what you're worth, but anyway, you got to be worth something if you're going to go to the White House. You got to be worth something if you're going to go to England and go sit down with the Queen. You got to be worth something if you're going to go to Little Rock and sit down with the governor and have lunch. You got to be somebody. Let me tell you something. We are somebody. That the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords invites us into His very presence to sit down. Well, not just anybody sits down with the King of Kings. That's right. That's right. Not anybody just goes in and sits with Jesus. But let me tell you something. Everybody's invited to come in and sit with Jesus. Everybody's invited to be saved. But those very ones that trusted in Jesus as their personal Savior is invited in. Let me tell you something. You know, my value's increased by grace. I ain't worth a whole lot. But what I am worth is because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. Man, I tell you, I could run and shout all over this building this morning. Isn't God good? Isn't He great? Notice what He said in verse 7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Hadn't He showed us all kinds of kindness toward us through Christ Jesus? This is the best verse in the whole Bible. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the very gift of God. We were worth enough that He gave us a gift in the form of Jesus. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in Him. We are worth so much to Him that when we get saved, He makes us His workmanship. And He allows us to serve Him. Now, I want you to know that I'm a servant of the King today. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. If you're saved, you're to be a servant of Jesus Christ. You are the very workmanship of God. You are to get up and go to work for Jesus. I want you to know I have a purpose today. I have joy today. I have peace today. I have excitement today. I don't have to sit around and be depressed. I don't have to sit around and wonder, does anybody love me? Friend, I know somebody loves me. And every day I get to wake up and He reminds me every day what He gave me. He reminds me every day what I'm worth. And every day I can get up and go to work for the one who loved me more than anybody. Let me tell you, your mama loves you, your daddy loves you, your wife, your husband, your kids, they all love you. But nobody has shown their love to you like Jesus Christ did. That's how much you're worth. Let's stand. If you're here this morning, you need to be saved. I want you to come down and be saved. God looked down and He gave us Jesus. We're worth a lot to the Lord. Miss Barbara, 7 years old. He came down, He reached down just like that sparrow and He picked you up. 13 years old. He reached down from heaven. And this little old sinner boy said, Jesus, I know if I died right now, I'm going to hell. I can't do it anymore. I need You to save me. The Father reached down. He picked His sparrow up. And He put me in His hands. And Jesus went on to say that there's nothing that can pluck me out of the hands of the Father. I'm in the Father's hands. That's how much I mean to Him. If you've never been saved, I want you to walk this aisle right now. And let me show you how to be saved. Come down here. You can be saved where you are. You need to be saved. The world's told you you're worth nothing. The devil's told you you're a nobody. But you've seen through the Word of God you're a somebody. Enough that you've been invited to sit down with the Lord in heavenly places. But you can't do it in your righteousness or in your works. You've got to do it in the works of Jesus. Put your faith and trust in Him. If you're lost, come down, be saved. If you have a decision to make this morning, come right now. If you've been saved and you need to be baptized, come down. make that profession of faith. These altars are open. If you need to join the church, as she plays, y'all come.